I thought we've got the reaction we asked for. The players, their energy levels were really good, back to what really we've expected over the last couple of months, which is why we've been in most games. I thought they had periods of play, so did we. We defended well when we needed to. Evs just had the 1v1. Other than that, it was shots from outside the box. So I thought we looked quite solid. I thought we created chances as well. First half, we hit the woodwork a couple of times, and later on, Kieran shows why what Kieran can do best and made the keeper work. So yeah, I was pleased overall with the performance. I thought all you can do after Tuesday is get a reaction and get your energy and enthusiasm up, and that's all the fans want to see. And then the quality will come then. So I was pleased enough. Yeah, they're not a bad team. They're on a good run, unbeaten in November. So it was important we just give ourselves a nice foundation going into Tuesday's game at Sheffield.
And you made a slight switch in that you played a diamond, didn't you, in midfield? What was the thinking there?
It was just simply to, because I knew they'd be trying to do a job on us too, me. So we were trying to get Ozzy out of there and play him higher and wider, which worked really well in the first half. And we've used it before. We used it at Peterborough. It's a chance for us to get two up top. Although we have been playing 4-4-2 for the last 2 months. It's just Ozzy obviously drops quite deep and narrow. So it's just to get personnel on the pitch. Get Adam, get some energy, and just trying to upset their game plan a little bit. But we can do that. And at times you can get carried away with formations, Rob. You can stop the game at any time, and we could be a diamond. We could be a 4-2-3-1, and people just get carried away with it. It's personnel. It's the personnel on the pitch and how well you look after the ball. At times we retained it really well. At times we were a bit loose, and that's us. We're in transition at the moment, but I can't fault the lads' energy.
So is it horses for courses, or are you likely to persist with that sort of formation going forward, do you think?
Well, I won't be saying that because I'm sure their gaffer will be listening to this. So, unfortunately, I'll keep that one to myself, and we'll see. Yeah, we'll see over the next coming weeks.
And Sheffield United had a sticky start, didn't they, to the season, but they're right up there now.
Yeah, to be fair, we're talking formations. It was when they flipped it to a three with Ebanks Landell coming centrally. So they're a good team. I think they're 15 unbeaten now. But I think over the last 2 months, I think we're the only team to beat them. I know it was in the Checker trade, but they still had some of the players who were going to be playing tomorrow night. So psychologically, that's important for my players. We've been there and beat them a month ago. So it was a really good performance. So we're looking for much of the same. It's a very difficult task, but it's one that I'm relishing, and I'm sure my players, to go and play at Bramall Lane and on a Tuesday night, and there's not that many games either. So it'll be good. We're looking forward to it. Good challenge, but it's one we'll go and step up to.
I was going to come to that because mentally, clearly, it's a big boost, as you've acknowledged already, because you haven't had that winning feeling for a while, but that was a good night, wasn't it, for you up there?
Yeah, it was, but it's in the past, and it's about what we do tomorrow. It's a game. It's our game in hand, so we're definitely not going there to give them the points, and we can't go there and just shut up shop. We'll respect them for the players they've got, but I also understand that I've got some players as well, and we can cause them problems, and I want my players to take some belief from Saturday. And let's go see if we can cause some problems at their place.
And it's a case now of looking up rather than over your shoulders. That's the preferred option, obviously.
Of course, because I'm an optimist. There's always somebody worse off than us. That's how I look at life. Of course, would I rather be in the top six? Of course I would. Would life be easier? Of course it would. But am I up for the challenge? Of course I am. And so are my players. And you can always make things better in hindsight, but listen, let's just stay positive with the lads. They're an honest bunch. Now and then they'll have the performance where we drop off our standards, but I trust my players. I believe in my players and my staff, and I believe that we've got a squad here who can go on and do things over the coming months and years.
And Kieran Morris came back in. Did you feel he made a difference at the weekend? Did you think you'd missed him?
Yeah, I wouldn't say miss, but that's what Kieran does well. He links in really well. He retains the ball. He links through the thirds, and he's also a threat in the final third, which you saw from a couple of shots that he had. So, yeah, it's nice to have Kieran back. He's he makes us a stronger team, and we're a ball-retaining team. And with Kieran in the team, we've got that. So, of course, it's a plus.
And the experience of Jim O'Connor you had as well on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought he did really well. I thought he shepherded the defence really well, and Matty came on and helped with that. So, yeah, it was nice to get the experience. I think it's important to get four or five really experienced players and then mix in with a bit of youth, and that just helps them to get through the sticky patches.
And of course, you lost Kevin Turner, didn't you, at half-time. What's the early news of him?
I think it's just a fatigue element. He's come in and he's not played this many games. He's come from under-23s football and played a consecutive number of games, and I think It was probably just a game too far for Kev, and that's part of the process, and that's why Matty's there to cover it if needed.
And is he okay, Kevin, for tomorrow night?
Yeah, he's available. Yeah, he's available. So no long lasting from Saturday. I just have to work out whether we've got some energy and who's got the legs to go and cause them problems tomorrow night.
I noticed on the bench, Frank Musa and Flo Cavelier weren't there. Was that just a selection decision from you?
Yeah, it's difficult now. I'm not in a position where I've got two squads. I've got one squad, so unfortunately I can only pick seven for the bench. And depending on each game, it'll change, and I'm sure it'll change again tomorrow. I have to look at tactically what changes I would make, and people have to miss out. I'd love to play all of them. Ozzy missed out at Rochdale, so players aren't happy with it, but that's my job. And it's the most difficult side of being a manager. You have to upset people. But it's not through personal reasons. It's just simply, it's tactically, people have to miss out. But you have to make sure you're ready when called upon. And my players will. So we'll see who performs today to get onto the squad tomorrow.